The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do it again. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the Genre Banter Podcast on today that is the 19th of June. I'm here with my friend El Diablo. Smoke weed once a week.
Oh, I'm so comfortable.
So comfortable. It's oddly weird. I feel like I could sleep very well in this. Oh. You know what I mean? You can sit in a train, no one knows who you are. You're like, let me shout out one thing. Lavery's is tomorrow night. Mickey's emceeing it. Steve Bennett's headlining. Paddy McDonald's doing support.
Yeehaw.
And I'm doing nothing because I've quit stand-up. So fuck the world, okay? Fuck all
y'all. Haven't really quit stand-up.
I don't know.
We'll just see. Going through a bad time.
We'll see how I feel in a wee minute after this intro. Anything else to plug while we're up top
here? Next Thursday, 5th of July, I'm doing the Black Box. One and only Belfast show of my new show. Big Room. So come down to it.
Fuck me, Big Room, sir. What day is that?
Thursday, the 5th of July.
Would you be taking beer after it?
I fucking would, sir.
I might call down, you know.
Good man. Good man. Come down for the crack show. We'll get
Who's fun. Going on before you?
I've got Fears of Rob going on before me.
Oh, great. Lift that up to your mouth.
No, but thank you very much. Is that better? I can't really see in this mask, is it?
It's an obstruction.
I've no peripheral visions.
So there you go. Mickey's got that show.
Tickets to my Edinburgh Fringe show are now available also if you want to just Google Mickey.
If you're in the Edinburgh area, go see Mickey. I might try and make it over just to watch, you know, just to be a fucking civilian. French civilian.
Do? We'll smoke a load of weed now.
Wouldn't be doing that sort of fucking...
No, not at all. It's illegal in 57 states. Can I take this off now? Because it's...
I was going to see how long we could do.
All right, well...
But I am sweating under it, like.
If it's a challenge, like.
Do us a favour, and every other cunt mentions this, rate and review this podcast, because that's how it moves up the charts. But everyone's so settled with this podcast now. Everyone's like, I listen to it every week, and I'll give you shit if you miss it, but... Do your part, you know, rate and review it. I might start a Patreon. What do you think about that?
Oh, fuck, aye.
Because I mentioned it, and I don't know why.
I'm just going to take these off. Sorry.
I don't know why, like, people think, like, podcasts have to remain free. And it will remain free, but it's just if you want to pay something for extra content, then...
Fucking do it. I think if every other podcast in the world does it, so why wouldn't
you? A load of people got in contact with me, like, oh, yeah, absolutely. If you were doing more of them, I'd absolutely pay.
Aye. Yeah, do it.
So, you know, for £94 a month, I'll do a second podcast.
Yeah.
You know? It feels weird. Do I feel weird about it? Yes.
It's great content. You can't... Dildos and wrestling masks don't just buy themselves, Colin.
Your dildos don't buy... 20 pesos?
Oh, fuck, how much is that there?
Oh, wait a minute. How many pesos did I pay for that?
Is that better? Is that...
You've got to talk into the side with the light, you know what I mean?
I'm doing that.
What's this, your first rodeo?
Is that better? Is that... Right. Can you hear me now?
What channel are you on?
I don't know. You plug me in and just... Tell me when to go.
My plug-in Mickey. You can probably buy a plug-in Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, talking about expensive things, these worked out two for £20, which is probably, it's probably dear for Mexico, but like I was willing to pay it.
Aye. They're good. They're good. I like the way mine's kind of finian as well.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I got you the fucking, the nice yellow and the green one, but a red in there to represent the blood of Protestants.
We all know Protestants' blood is black. What are you talking about?
Will you or will you not be doing sexual intercourse with that mask on at some stage next week?
Maybe with just myself, but I'm still going to do it. Like.
Well, then you'll not have to do the facial wipe down that you normally have to do.
My mag catches me wanking, she won't know who it is. But
Patty! There's a Mexican with the same tattoos as our Michael. Rey Mysterio is mysteriously wanking in a room up there. For fuck's sake. Jesus Christ.
Raymond Mysterio.
Have you seen Raymond Stereo? I don't watch wrestling. No, he's lost a CD player.
He's lost his boombox.
Oh, for fuck's sake, let's play this intro. Oh. The General Banter off. Podcast with Colin Jettis. What about you, baby? I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul. Colin Jettis. It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Fuck you. Should really think of something to do while that plays. You've had a drug-filled week, have you?
Well, I wouldn't say drug-filled, but I've certainly had a lot. Yes.
Certainly taking drugs every day.
Yeah. And it wasn't even a lot. It was a spoonful of...
Put those yellow glasses on.
Why?
Just for style. Oh, sweet. Would you have liquid THC?
I believe it was liquid THC, yes. And I tell you something, it was somewhat a kitzler. Wasn't bad at all. All the benefits of smoking weed without needing a lighter.
Is it weird though? Like, what happens? Do you like?
It's just like,
is it one of those ones where it's like, you know, it has a terminal velocity, but like you smoke and you're going, I'm going to bed when this really kicks in.
It's
can you enjoy it for a minute?
It's one, because I think if you took two spoonfuls of it, you'd be like, fuck. But it's proper. It's like it's a real slow release and kind of like. It just eventually starts going like
porridge.
Yeah, and then you just fucking, you're just very chilled out and you sleep like a baby.
Sounds amazing.
Because it's for the guy that got it from the guy that I know. It's for people that have fucking illnesses and shit. It's like medicinal strength.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of stuff.
We've all been there.
Like,
hey, are you going to die? You want to forget about it?
Yeah.
Smoke this.
Yeah. But it's like, it's not as bad. I ate weed in Australia with that fucking... Cannabis holding a brownie.
Right.
And that was terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, that was fucking
sly,
hell.
What'd you call it?
Sly releasing.
Sly releasing.
You'll have a nice fucking time.
You'll try to hug a moving train. But it's sly releasing.
Yeah.
It's very slow. You'll try.
You'll pet a koala, realize it's a fucking bloke.
You'll think broken glass is sweeties. But it's very nice. Sleep like a dead baby.
Yeah. You're trying to abort yourself. Be fan the wardrobe. Be all right, mate. Have a nice fucking time. That was fucking horrifying. That was, honestly, God, like, I was, and I've, like, I've never done any hallucinogens.
Yeah.
But that was as close. That was like, I'm about to hallucinate. I'm so fucking panicked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I welcome the hallucinations compared to this fucking hell.
Because reality is awful. Like,
this hellhole I put myself in here.
It was fucking shocking.
I wish I had some drugs over the weekend. I just drank a lot in England at a family do of Maureen's there, which is a
but
clever thing.
But they're always good drinking sessions. Like,
oh yeah, and it rained this year, and it was super sunny last year. It was a lot more festive, but it rained this time, so only the real fucking hardcore motherfuckers were left in a tent. Aye. Like, and some shit went down. I'm a fucking. I wouldn't say I'm like a very I'm not one of these walk into the party like, you know, hey, fucking hug, you know, I'm not charismatic like that. What I will do is stealth in the back and be like, not a lot of chat going on here. I have 2 liters of fucking Russian Standard in the boot here.
Aye. All of a sudden.
Muzzle stuff or whatever. Everyone's dancing about and openly just rolling joints.
Aye.
You know, in front of the children. But here.
See, you have the size and mass to get away. I'm always getting told off. I'm like...
For bringing out drink?
For just going too mad.
All right.
Like, I never know how to judge. Is this going to be a fucking session? Or are we just having a few socials?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember being at a house party once, and this isn't that long ago either. And the cops are arriving, and I was in the toilet trying to fucking go with something.
Well, they're shitting. Mickey, will you leave me alone? I don't like people watching me wipe.
But the cops came, and everybody ran upstairs and hid. And it wasn't even that early.
Was this in a fucking 90s teen movie?
No, it was my mate's house, but it was like, it wasn't, obviously got a noise complaint or something, and it wasn't that late in the night, so there was no excuse for it.
Yeah.
But I came out of the toilet and went, yeah! Because everybody was on the land. And there was the guy like whose house it was like, fucking fat bastard. Yeah.
Like, we're trying to drink fucking red wines down here.
Yeah, I had to leave very early that night, like, just, thanks for all the cheese and crackers, guys, I'll see you in a bit. Yeah,
keep the rest of the matchmakers.
Yeah.
I'm away.
I'd never know when to just like. But I think it's because like, it's maybe the same as you as well. Though, like, if you're, it's definitely if you're a comedian, you're either fucking drinking or you're not.
Oh yeah, totally.
Like,
I don't even like drinking.
Yeah,
but I like the festivity of everyone getting plastered. Yeah. Like, but if it was just, I would never just be like, oh, I might have a beer.
Yeah,
I'd it's never
like
that.
Even like new girlfriend has like.
New girlfriend.
I forgot that like
that's one step below current girlfriend.
No, but if we're drinking together, there'll be a point where she's like, "Oh, I'm smashed. I'm going to stop." And I'm like, "Oh yeah,
and then,
normal people do that.
It was right there the whole."
I'm like, "Oh fuck! It's like the end of Saw." Just because I'm like, "Fuck it, yeah."
Well, I was drinking. I never drink vodka. Like I don't like it. But on Saturday there, I was drinking it, and I was like, I mean, this is the fucking insane mindset. I was pouring these like fucking vodka sodas, and they were, you know, those red party cups are pretty hefty ones, like. And then I was like, "Hold on a second, I don't do well with vodka because it doesn't feel real to me."
Aye.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, "Oh, you can't move." Aye. So I was like, I had two of them, and I was like, "I don't want to drink too much vodka. I'll have a couple of beers again." And then there was whiskeys being thrown in, and I was like, "Well, at least I'm off the vodka." You know what I mean? And then I was like, "Oh, it's probably been enough time. I've had enough beers. You know, I could probably have a vodka." I was like trying to be like, I'll break my vodkas up because I know I don't do well on it.
It makes my sleep and cry.
Fucking 19 beers and fucking half a bottle of whiskey.
So that's the fucking problem I have.
Sleeping in a motorhome.
Like,
I hit my fucking face off everything. I had to go sideways through every fucking door, and I was like, excuse me, dunk. Oh, let me just dunk. Ding, ping. Oh, my bollocks. Just fucking, like that tattoo, I'm near sure I've taken that fucking pee off the end of it 8 times. It's brutal.
Fucking hell.
Comfy though, once you're in, but getting in's the problem.
Well,
fucking preaching to the choir here.
As Jimmy Savile says,
Now then.
That's fucking mad.
Just fucking good. I mean, I was like, that's a good reason to have children and bring them up somewhat religiously, so that you can be like, yeah, we're having a communion for this child. And the child that's gets about fucking 4 cards, and there's like 100 adults getting blasted.
That's why anytime one of my like fucking cousins or whatever has a kid, and someone's like, so the christening is, my first question is, where's the after? Because I won't go to the chapel bit, but I'll turn up with like, there's 20 quid for the child. Pints or no?
Where's the after? The after. Fucking, where's the after?
I remember my cousin's wee girl christened a couple of years ago. And it was a shit show. started fights.
Just, yeah. That was that fucking chaos at the end of your lane, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, that was they were fucking hitting each other with cars.
Fucking gypsies. Travellers.
That's the thing. I've just back to the drinking vodka. I've noticed that from drinking gin, that it seems to be I can drink gin all night and be grand.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I go back to, like, if I try to drink pints, I'm like, oh no, I'm sleepy now.
Yeah.
But if I go near vodka at all,
well, sure,
it's fucking blackout, game over. Like,
shout out to our boy in LA, Armacan, who could drink gallons of Morgan's and Coke, like,
aye,
way too much. I mean, to an unhealthy level. But then you get like 6-7 beers in him, and he's like, fucking, like a wee baby.
It's a weird thing because I used to like could drink fucking beers all night.
Goes right.
And then once I stop doing it,
yeah,
it really does take you. You have to kind of fucking condition yourself back into drinking pints.
Oh yeah, and especially see, we were in England there, and you're not drinking shitty beer. You're drinking like bitters and fucking, you know, it's like 6.2%.
Aye.
Big foamy stinking pint, and you have two of them, and you're just like, I need to something. I either need to barf or shit or sleep or something.
I'm afraid to yawn in case of vomit.
Jesus Christ, brutal as fuck. And there's just all
and daytime pints as well. Is it like,
oh yeah,
double whammy?
Yeah. You'll have like, you'll call in somewhere and they're like, you're on a pint, and you have a fucking, you have one of these pints and you're decked.
I've started doing a wee thing of like starting off with a wee magners on a sunny day. And being like, that's just fucking,
you know where to send them.
No, because it's all, because Magners is that rotten. If it's like,
I'm trying to get you a fucking deal here.
Oh right, I mean, oh delicious. I mean, hang on, I don't know. I don't know if the harp beans ran out yet. But don't send me any harp.
Yeah. Can I not do an ad for fucking Moretti or something? What's going on, lads? Jameson, hook me up.
See, once Buckfast in the TV ads, I'm your man.
I sent. Shout out to Marcus O'Leary. How do you say it?
O'Leary? Marcus O'Leary. O'Leary, we'll say O'Leary.
He DJ'd our wedding. Shout out to him. And then I paid him like that 3 months later. He put up a snap or something, or put up a like Instagram story that he got sent a load of Buckfast stuff. I screenshot it and sent it to McCann. I was like, "You've worked your knuckles to the fucking bone for that company, and he's getting free Buckfast." He's like, "Those bastards."
What sort of Buckfast stuff do they send you?
Buckfast and yellow t-shirts that say Buckfast.
And an EpiPen.
Liquid THC to try and fucking bring you down a wee bit.
Here's some diazepam for the next day.
They're too digestive and a cup of tea. You're like, you're getting out of hospital. There's a bit of dry toast in a cup of tea.
Here's a condom or a hole in it.
It's for your face.
It's an exfoliator. It's ribbed.
I don't know what I thought of just... That a condom full of sand there on your dick. I don't know what I thought of that.
What's that? Isn't that fucking Patrice O'Neill in the Nasty Show? What's that sex move called? Where you're... Oh, fuck, what's it called? No, he goes through all like, do you have Spider-Man or whatever? Yeah. And there's one where like, you're having sex on the beach and your dick slips out. And you cover it in sand and put it back in. Oh, what the, it's fucking...
The pineapple? I don't know.
No, is it like a donut reference or something like that?
Or like the powdered donut or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Jesus Christ. Oh my god, that's brutal. Alan Irwin, shout out to Alan Irwin. A lot of shout outs today. He had a bit about like, why would you ever have sex on the beach? Or I forget what it was.
That was very funny.
It was just like, what would make this sexier? Sand on my anus. Why just, like you're in the sea and you're like flopping about and all, then you get out and you're like, there's no sand on me anywhere. And it's all gathered in my asshole. Just like...
This isn't even that funny. I'm just thinking, like, do you know whenever you've been to the beach and you have to clap your shoes before you get back in the house?
Yeah.
It's a man, it's some woman doing that word flop. Don't you come in here with that sandy hole.
Yeah. You know, you get in the car after the beach or something, you're like, look how much sand's in here. And you're like, why is it all in the seat? Fell out of my hole.
Did I tell you the time I came back from oxygen? I've definitely told this in the podcast before. And being in the shower, like fully fucking naked, and then looking at the bottom of the shower, and there was a stick about that size. And I was like, where the fuck was that all weekend?
Yeah. You just right up your asshole. Oh. That's fucking hilarious. I remember I went to oxygen once, and like the stink of, because it rained so hard, and then it got really sunny, and then it rained, and it just went back and forward. And it was so hot and then soaking wet, and I was like, when do you get changed? I was like, I don't even know when to fucking get changed. So I just fucking stayed in the one thing, and I remember coming home and like the smell of my fucking box. I was like, what is going on here? What the fuck is going on here? And it was like fucking, it just smelled like a farmyard, you know what I mean? You're just like sweaty gooch, dried out, rained, like sweaty gooch, take a shit.
The year we went to Glastonbury,
I only took one shit during Dizzy Rascal. It's like a souvenir baseball bat.
Do you normally take two or three during Dizzy Rascal? What would you do to see Dizzy Rascal? Dizzy Rascal, that reminds me.
It's just a rascal. I tell you about on holiday in Coco Bongos. I was like, I've never been constipated.
In where?
Coco Bongos, bro. Let me show you the highlights. It's a big nightclub, and it's like shows. They do like a bit of a show, and then they do... It's like a themed thing around a movie. You would love it. Like, it's fucking like, there's a whole Mad Max bit, and then like things like The Mask and Tron and Star Wars, and they just keep doing that, and then they'll play tunes.
Is there in between? Somebody told me, does Jim Curry own?
I think
something
so.
Like that. Yeah.
So I've heard of here. Like, he probably just put his name to it, and they're like, there's a pile of money. It must make some money. Like, but I don't know what the fuck had happened to me, but I was like, I cannot shit in this goddamn place.
Aye.
For like 2 or 3 days or whatever, and I am never like, I will wake up and shit in seconds. You know what I mean?
I have to shit now out of jealousy, just talking about it,
out of nervousness. But I was like, I've never felt like that before, like constipated, where I was like, I feel like I could shit, and my stomach's sore, but nothing's happening.
Aye.
And then I was just drinking all these fucking beers, because you get like a wee manservant, and he just keeps bringing you beers. It's lethal. And then I was like, I think we've hit critical mass here. And I was like, I've never shit as much in my life. It was like a magician was pulling it out of Marcel.
That's beautiful.
It was literally like a balloon that someone would make a balloon animal from.
In one shit? Like unbroken?
Unbroken.
Fuck me, that's impressive.
I could feel, I burped, there was such a vacuum of air in my fucking body. It was just like, so much came out that it like fucking catapulted back in. It was like, it's like Tetris, it all had to just fall back out. I don't even know how. Fuck me. I didn't even look at it. I just had the flush and run.
I haven't done an unbroken shite in. I haven't had anything to break in quite a while.
I know even Dave Ellie put a photo of a big shite into the group this morning and I was going to go, Mick, look, a solid one.
I know. I was like, what is that? Did someone drop their chocolate in the...
Do you ever see that though? Like you go into those fucking public toilets and someone's dropped an absolute...
douche.
You're like, have you shat this month?
Aye.
Why is it that width and like that long?
Aye.
Like a fucking American football fella.
Seeing years ago, like seeing my wee cousin's shit because my uncle was like, come here to see this. And it was triangular. Like, it looked like a duty-free Toblerone. Like, it was... Oh, and whatever way, because she was only wee, like, she obviously wasn't a big enough human to have her ass over the water, so it just fucking lay on the bowl. Do you know one of those toilets that has, like, a kind of a gradual slope at the front?
A display shelf?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember seeing that and just being like, fucking hell.
It's like when you like
Desert Eagle 0.50. Yeah. Fucking...
I totally get that reference. Here's a wedge tail.
Jesus Christ.
What is it? Is it a goat takes a square shit?
Fuck off.
I'm near sure. Hold on, I'll show you. Informational and funny.
There's no...
goat shit. Goat shits.
Oh, fucking I mean, Jesus Christ.
Here's a video of one shitting.
I can... Oh my god!
Sounds like his asshole said that.
It's asshole. His asshole does like a Nazi salute. It's teal.
Something might happen.
You
better move. Oh!
I told you better move.
It's awesome. I'm taping.
It's like someone emptying a packet of Nesquik out of a toe.
Yeah, I was already taping.
Jesus Christ. So I probably shouldn't tell this story on a podcast, but it's common lore. My ma, whenever she was a kid, we were out camping, and she thought she saw, like, chocolate raisins on the ground, and it was sheep shite. And now you know where I come from.
What animal does square poo? What animal does...
Wombat?
Sorry, I got that way off. 100 cubes per night. It's like a Lego machine.
Jesus Christ.
Ting, 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 ting.
Looks like hash.
It does. Looks like wee chunks of fucking hash. What animal does square poo? I actually googled that. That's incredible. Look at its wee dumps, though. I was talking to a guy at the weekend.
You could, without a doubt, sell it to somebody like
Eddie, who was at the wedding. And he's like, yeah, I was in, and he said Rome or something. And he goes, I went to buy weed, and the guy sold me oregano. And I was like, that's literally in the movie Blow, when Johnny Depp's like, what's that, oregano? And I was like, did you not fucking do it? He's like, yeah, I just got home and fucking, like, decided to... It's like, what I do now is make a delicious pasta sauce or something. I was like, it's better the other way around, where you're like, let me put this delicious oregano in this lasagna here and fucking kill your family.
Fucking right. It must be such a... Like, I've never actually bought drugs off anybody. So it must be... There must be a wee moment where you go... Like, I always imagine, like, people that, like, buy coke.
Yeah.
And they're given a bag of white powder. There must be a bit in your head that goes... Should I clarify this is definitely coke? Because if I take this wrong...
Well, I thought it was like movies where you have to be like, I'm not a narc, you know? And you fucking put it in your gums and...
with a wee tiny pen knife.
If you're wearing a cat spoon, you know, push your head into a deep fat
fry. A what?
Like a necklace with a little spoon on it for taking cat.
Fuck off.
Fuck off, indeed.
How do you take cat? Do you just sniff cat?
I think so, eh? But like, what a cock.
One but we kneel, yeah.
What sort of knob head is like, oh yeah, I'm a cat guy.
Yeah, horse tranquilizers, it's my jam.
It's my, yeah.
It's my thing.
Here's what I like to do. Stare at my hand at a party. The chicks dig it.
I've never, yeah. I would love to try mushrooms, just, but I know it'd have to be in my own house.
Well, you see, you know, if you don't go mad with it, I think it's actually quite pleasant, you know?
You'd have to be in it, like, I think it...
I've never done it.
Is it one of those things where it's like... It just enhances the mood you're already in a way.
Well, I think weed does that too.
Yeah. Remember smoking weed with somebody that was in a bad mood and then being like, oh, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, sometimes it can.
It's the same with booze too. And then, like, if you go drinking and you're in a...
Yeah, if you're in a foul mood, then, you know, you'll fucking... It'll accentuate that.
Yeah.
Because how many people do you know fucking start drinking and they're angry as fuck?
Aye.
Me? No. No, I'm definitely more angry in real life.
I'm definitely borderline two different people when I'm drinking.
Although I get away with it a lot because I could be shitholed and people are like, oh, you seem grand. You know, I get away with that a lot.
The amount of time, I black out a lot earlier than I used to still look grand.
Four beers and I'll be like, oh yeah, we went to the pub, forgot about that.
Yeah. I love drinking.
I mean, do you remember on this joint stag hen that we went on?
Uh-huh.
And we got all fake married in the living room?
Yeah.
Had to be shown video evidence.
Really? You don't remember that?
Well, I remember once I was told about it, but it was like, oh yeah, but shit faced.
I was doomed.
that was a terrible, terrible hangover.
That, because I went drinking the Sunday then after that as well.
Oof.
In Lurgan, went for a couple of pints with my mate, and then it turned into like, wake your man up, we're going back to your house.
Wake your man up.
I think Denise, come on the fuck.
Oh my god. And then go back and play this.
Was this the guy that got fucking blown away?
That is the actual recording of that. That's not like it. That's how shit that sounds. It's funny because like he died and everyone's like, what a way to go and too young and all this shit. Who says? Also say his name there.
I can't. I tried to Google it earlier, didn't even.
XXX Tentacion.
Is it just extension? Is that
everyone calls him extension, but that's not how you say it. It's actually like extension.
Extension.
But everyone thought he was class, but you know, like, who gives a fuck?
Did I hear you beat the fuck out of his pregnant girlfriend or something like that?
Where do you see the fucking hack of her? He did quite the number on her. Where is the fucking looking up things about domestic abuse? Why do they call it domestic abuse?
Because it happens in the house mainly.
Girlfriend bruises or something. Wait, why can't I find that? Because I've spent bruises.
Brussels?
Beaten. Let me see. Right, why is there no fucking like. Has it all been removed from the internet or something? Oh, that was her there.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Like. Like she has blood in her eye.
I'm glad that cunt's dead. Is that a rough thing to say?
Someone shared a thing and they were like, oh, people were surprised to hear like. He got shot and whatever, and after him beating the shit out of his pregnant girlfriend, I'm surprised they only shot him once and not 20 times or something. But like, he's a fucking reckless cunt. You could see like footage of him just starting fights with like his mates at like full digs to the bacon and all. He just seemed like a fucking bit of a cock.
Aye.
And his music wasn't that good. Just because you die doesn't mean your stuff was that good. Like, and also he's in that wave of those new like. Fucking Xanaxed up rappers where they're all like, I'm very sad and
aye.
I've got depression.
So I'm gonna beat my girlfriend.
That's not rap music, bro.
Yeah.
Talk about your trainers.
Your jets and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, did you hear the start of that
song? I don't smoke weed every day because it makes me sad in the morning.
Hey, yeah.
Just listen to the first line.
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Now, came up against a wee bit of controversy because, here it is back to back. In fact, you can hear them both.
Did he rip off Drake, did he?
No, vice versa.
No.
They've actually put Drake over the fucking his tune. Not even taking a
chance. Damn. Demon just got out of camp. Love is just not in my plans.
So I'm stuck because sometimes it's like, do you ever see those things where they play like Led Zeppelin back against the tunes that they were supposedly ripped off from? And you're like,
aye.
But if it's better, then who gives a if it's like way better?
It's like that One Direction one over The Who. And that's, I'm joking. So.
Although they've done away with Sheeran too, but they've played like fucking 20 songs and he's ripped them all off, like real famous songs. Like,
really? Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I just sang on them. Come on, bro. But also, who gives a fuck?
Aye.
Ed Sheeran. I did a talk last week. Someone trusted me to do a talk. Shout out to my peeps at fucking, what do you call them? Springboard Opportunities. Where they take a bunch of folks and young kids that are maybe, you know,
Bit wayward.
But then maybe some kids that are just like in a shitty area want to do some stuff worthwhile. You know, it seems like a good good setup there.
Like,
but here's what?
Are they like?
Some of them are like, oh, and then some of them are saying like, oh, but then just very inquisitive and asking a lot of questions. Right.
That's cool.
It's nice to give something back, Colin.
And I tell you, well, I don't know what I had to give back. You know what I mean? Because I was asked by a girl called Danielle, who's married to an old friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
but somebody like you going into something like that is a good, because you're not going to bullshit a bunch of fucking teenagers. Like, you can live your dreams, guys. Just
well, it actually never got that far, because the first guest was Bill Woolsey, who owns The Merchant and Little Wing and all that shit, and about 40 hotels, and is worth a fucking bomb. And does these speeches all the time, and went in, and it was supposed to be a Q&A, and he just, off to the races, like, oh, this is how I grew up, and blah, blah, and I bought a pub, and fucking, blah, just whole story, and they were all very interested, and he used to play professional football, so they were all like, oh, fucking right. So I was like, oh.
Next up, Barry the Blender.
I was watching it, I was like, because after me was Chris and Niall from, and so I watch you from afar.
Aye.
So I was like, probably should have put Bill on last.
Aye.
Bill's your closer today. So, and I had all this shit prepared, not prepared, but like things along the same lines. Like, what would you tell these fucking ones about, like, I don't know what the fuck I was going to say, you know, things that were half useful to know. But then it just turned into like, it was not quite like a stand up set, but you were answering questions and a lot of the questions were kind of funny. And then you would just talk shit and literally get laughs the way you would at a gig, like, and get another question and whatever. And then some wee girl was just like, do you like Lee Evans? And I was like, no. Why not? And everyone was like, oh! And this started this whole fucking back and forth row between the crowd.
Aye.
And they're like, why do you not like Lee Evans? He's so funny.
He's sweating up.
She goes, do you go up on stage or anything, you know? And I was like, yep. Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much exactly what I do. Yeah.
All time.
Yeah.
I'm actually quite good at it.
Just fucking back and forward, and then some wee guy who'd actually been to fucking, I think his name was Daniel, he'd been to Lavery's, and he's like, oh, have you actually been to Thailand? And I went, yeah. And he goes, so is that story about the hamster and all true? And I went, yeah. And he goes, would you tell it or something? And I was like, don't know if I can right now. And then this girl at the side, she's like, no, go on ahead. No. So I was like, are you sure? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck, here we go. And then told that whole story about, like, going to the ping pong show in Thailand. And this girl is, everyone's laughing all, but then you could pick out a few, because it was just like a lit up room.
Aye.
She went through like a box of fucking hankies, laughing.
Aye.
Just fucking crying. This girl at the back was like losing her shit and all. And I was like, what? Maybe that was the only purpose of me being there.
I think there's
just. Do you know what I mean? Because I had all this shit in my head, like, you know, blah, fucking. You know, like any sort of advice I might have on stuff, and then it just descended into just cracking jokes. Aye. Like,
that's happened to me, but like, they've brought me back to McGee, I think, 3 times now. They like talk to the fucking freshers about what the experience is like to go through, because that was the same course that I did. And the first time I did it, they sort of had me in the middle, because they were like, he's sensible enough, he should be down.
Yeah.
And I got to the point where they're like, Mickey has the headline up now, because. Because
all these other ones are boring as fuck.
Yeah, but they'd all be going in talking about like how hard it is to work in the arts, and I'd be like, see, while you're here at university and you don't really have that many worries, smoke as much weed as possible and just finger each other.
Put the joint down first.
But there was this is fucking like our Paul Kennedy, Kenzo.
Oh, aye.
He was doing it 1 year and he was on before me. And Paul's a very accomplished actor and does like fucking doing director, really well, director, all that sort of stuff. And but he stood up and he like, I don't know if he was trying to be dramatic or whatever, but he took his jacket off and went to throw it on a chair, and it went through the gap, like, and landed on the floor. And I was on after him, and I got up and just went, I don't have a jacket or anything. Just like wearing a hoodie. He was like, I talk about my willy for money. And
it's so embarrassing. Like they had a fucking slideshow behind everybody, and I was like, all they would have had to do is email me and I'd have sent them a fucking photo.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? And instead I was like, I assure you, I've never been in prison. Like, whatever aye. Fucking mugshot they found me, like, it was literally like a mugshot. I didn't aye. Even know where it came from. It's like, I'm sorry.
I've seen that happen with, like, promo things for gigs. They've Googled it and found yeah. photos, and I'm going, that's
yeah. That's that was like a, that was like a Bebo profile picture from, like, fucking
yeah.
10 years ago.
I've only ever had blonde highlights once, and I was 19. So, stop
sir,
it.
Mister.
Stop it. Just get it out.
The only, in fact, all these kids, all they kept saying to me was, like, where'd you get them shoes? That was it.
Aye. Where'd you get them?
Shoe, the pink ones.
Aye. Do you see, you want to see my fucking sweet new...
Have you got them in the house somewhere?
They're in the house, aye. Mm, I couldn't hurt me too much the first day I wore them, but I broke them in. But there's definitely something in... See, like, when you do comedy and the only time you're on stage is being funny, when you have to be serious, it's fucking very difficult. Like,
oh, yeah. Wedding speech, case in yeah, point.
Like...
Old blubber fucking...
Fucking got to the one serious bit of that.
God, I don't like it. I will never watch those speeches back. I'll edit the rest of the video and then say to Maureen, like, you can watch them on your own time.
Yeah,
I'll be able to watch that in the back. I'll just be like, ugh. I don't even know what I said. I felt like Will Ferrell in that fucking thing.
I remember...
I blacked out.
I remember there was a point during mine where I was like, I am crushing this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then got to the nice bit and was like, I can't help it anymore. I'm so alone, Colin.
And then we finished that talk thing and then sat through and started watching from afar. And then... I said sat through there like it was boring, but it wasn't. Very interesting. And then went for... ramen noodles with Chris Wee from And So I Watch You From Afar.
Aye. Good times.
Aye.
Fucking ramen food in your back, man.
Yeah.
Mm. How was the Bonnevilles gig? Is it too early to talk about? Have you got that? Is that on your list?
No, I couldn't even. I didn't even stay to see them because we're going to England the next morning. And oh my god, I forgot to tell you this. We're going to England the next morning and very early. And we had to come from fucking Tyrone to Belfast. Oh, stay in school, oh, kids.
Vaping's good for you.
Right, so I did the gig and it was fucking. They weren't on the 11, and I was just like, right, I'm gonna have to fuck. I had to go get Lucy, Maureen's sister.
I was fucking stinking.
So I had to go do that.
I was.
I know, right. You can smoke it if you want.
Nah, I don't want it.
And the time was just ticking, and I hadn't packed or anything, and I was like, if I wait till they're on. Even if I wait till later on, I have to go get her, and then like it'll and it literally was one or half one before I got back.
Fucking hell, eh?
And then had to get up at fucking about 5 to go. To, well, actually, I didn't go to bed about 3, and then had to get up about 5. I haven't slept in weeks. But do you know why Post Malone got that tattoo? He says always tired.
Aye.
I'm gonna get one that's just fucking wrecked. But anyway,
busted, sir.
So I'm trying to coordinate with Lucy. Like, I'm gonna leave this gig. I'll come pick you up. She was having like an office party, and she works with a pile of fucking solicitors.
Mm-hmm.
She works in the solicitors' place. And she goes, this text comes in, you're going to hate me forever, but it would score me some major brownie points or something. Would you mind coming in and just chatting to some of these ones? And I was like, absolutely fucking no. So I was trying to put it off or whatever. And then she rang me and I'd borrowed the van. So I was in the van like a fucking, like I had full of Mexicans. But
aye.
I was sitting there and... she was on the phone and she was a wee bit pissed and she was like, oh please, it'll be great, I promise you, you're not gonna, these are people who are like really genuinely your fans and whatever, and you know they're all solicitors and also sensible enough that it's not like they're a bunch of fucking things, and honestly it'll be really good. And she went on and on and on where I was like, right, well hang up now and I'll just fucking come round, Jesus aye. Christ. And went round and went up to this fucking like this office and it was
Scarface
like,
party, was it?
It was like, yeah, like Eyes Wide Shut. It was like fucking aye. Well, not Scarface party, but they've been drinking since like 3 o'clock, and this is 11 at night. Like,
fuck.
And the main woman who was like, is like, she's like really high up in the thing. She's all like, fucking. There's nothing like a room full of vodka breath when you're aye. Just stone cold sober. And I was just like,
a room full of adulterers. Like,
yeah, there was a girl who knew you, and for some reason she showed me a picture of you highlights at uni, and I took a photo of that. It's on my phone.
Who the fuck knew me?
I'll get the name off Lucy.
Is she a solicitor?
I don't think so. Well, I don't know, actually. I don't know. I don't know whether... I don't know who did what in this building. It was aye. Just like...
What'd she look like?
Small, sort of... She had like dyed sort of reddish
I know
hair
who that is.
With glasses.
Yeah, Sarah. Because she... You've met her. We met her at that gig in Lorne.
I recognised her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I recognised her.
She was in my class at uni.
But anyway, this fucking thing was a nightmare. And just... one dude was absolutely shit faced. He's like, oh, I watch all your videos. No, I'm from Cookstown or something. I was like, cool. And then he goes, I seen the one you put up about the World Cup. It was very funny. And I was like, all right, didn't do one about the World Cup, but no worries.
Right.
And he's like, you did. It's class and all. I was like, I fucking definitely didn't, but sure, I'll take it.
I love when that shit happens. Who do you think you're talking to? I mean, literally, who do you think you're talking to? Because you don't think you're talking to
me. Give me a brief idea of who you think I am.
You're a childish Gambino, aren't you?
But, Jesus. But yeah, it was fucking weird. Just got through that and then left.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. But the Bottles gig was okay. It went as well as it could have went, being a music comedy crossover. But yeah, did all right. And then fucking Connor Keyes did a good job. And then there was a girl called Amy something, Montgomery. She come on. And that wasn't what I was expecting. I thought she was a wee acoustic fucking hippie type. Don't judge your book by its cover. She was rocking out.
Oh, nice.
Killing
one.
It. You know.
I'm a reason
all, as well. All dressed like Adamant. And then I just had to leave. I was like, I feel fucking terrible right now, but I have to go.
Then I think the boys in the Bonnables are coming to that gig in Black Box on the 5th.
Oh, fist so my asshole.
Let's get fucking schnattered.
Yes. But I've seen some clips and stuff and it looked fucking unbelievable.
I read a wee snippet of a review from it that was kind of talking about them. It was like they've been on the scene for ages and it's the first time they got the headline Mandela and you're like, one of the lads. Like,
well, they fucking tour everywhere. They do okay, like.
Yeah.
They probably tour places that have actual rock club scenes.
Well, I know that some of the places they did in Europe, I was in the same towns whenever we did.
Yeah, they said they're in like Serbia and all that. Yeah.
It's fucking weird. Three bys from Lurgan.
I laughed my fucking head off.
That's including me. There's two bys in the
Andy minute. Was there, like, you know, all fucking dapper and slick back hair and doing fucking push-ups and stretching and shit. Like, warming up his voice. And then fucking Chris is just like, just rolling fags. And
slapping sticks, sir.
He literally took his wee pad out for about a minute. Just, I'll be right there. Back in the bucket.
Fucking class.
Unreal. But yeah, lovely folks.
Oh.
Lovely people.
Even my 30th, whenever they were like,
fantastic band.
Have you any drink by we can take with us? And I said, wait there. And gave them, I don't know who got me a liter of Jack, but I was like, oh, here's our boys, take it with us.
They got
a bottle of Buckfast.
I got a liter of Jack and I got an 11 liter Tupperware box of pasta salad. Woke up in the morning and was like, where the fuck did that come from?
That was a good party.
Oh my. Now, for the second time in this podcast, that was the worst fucking hangover.
Oh, really?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, fuck, I
wept. I couldn't stand upright the next day at that gig in Oma until I'd had, and I'm not exaggerating, 9 shots of Jameson.
Aye.
And then eventually I went, like, stood upright, like, here we go, let's do some comedy.
I remember driving down and being,
like, and then murdered!
I remember being like, I know he's going to ask me to MC 10 minutes before this fucking thing starts. And I was like, texting you being like, I'm really not. I'm going to have to start drinking here to try and get out of this. And you went, I've had 4 Jamesons. Will you MC? I was like, fuck!
Fuck's sake. I'm so bored with stand-up at the minute, Mike. I might have to take a wee while off and then just regather my thoughts.
You'll miss it, though.
I just think, like, if the capability is there to do by the way, I will get the live podcast video out at some stage.
Are we doing another one?
There is view to do another one, yeah.
Let's do another one.
I would like to do another one. Because it is one of those things where once, if it catches on, guys, you can go to them all.
Aye.
It's not like, oh, I've seen him do stand-up once. I'm going to go back and it's going to be all the same shit.
Aye,
it'll be different every time. Like,
yeah.
You know?
That was one of the fucking best nights
I've had
in the comedy. And
I've honestly, sometimes you get this weird thing if somebody's filmed something. Like, Yusuf filmed it and I'm almost scared to look at. I've looked at it, but I'm scared to do something with it because I'm just like, oh, it's gonna be so good.
Aye.
It's a weird thing when you're like trying to edit something or trying to put something together. You get this weird like wee nervousness where you're like, oh my god, this is so fucking lethal that I'm like scared to go near it.
Aye.
But like,
because there was no dead air, and that
there was no dead air. Like, and I also, I'm terrible at like boasting about the shit after it's happened.
Aye.
Like, I should have been like, and it should have been like, this was the most crack.
It was so much fun.
There ever has been at a fucking live show. Like,
yeah.
But instead, I was just like, well, then I got married. But you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, of course there was that.
Fuck's sake. But, and yeah, it's been put off for a long time. But there is a live podcast and then an accompanying behind the scenes video. But it was fucking brilliant. Like,
aye.
It was way more fun than doing stand-up by yourself, nearly, I would say. Just because the shit pops up that isn't going to pop up in your set. Because like, you've got your stuff prepared or you're riffing a bit. This was like a lot of riffing, cutting away to the videos. There's a fucking... Honestly, like I was skimming through the audio from that live podcast, and the bit after we played the video, the fucking cheer out of the crowd. I was like, I've never heard that in my life. Aye. And we thought we were literally like just fucking about here. Like, oh, is this going to work? I don't even know.
It's bananas. Like, even to think that people are turning up to see me and you talk shite in front of them. But then...
But I would...
There was a point, see, after the fucking... I don't know. It might have been the...
Yeah.
There's a point after that video where either all the beers that had kicked in or I just completely forgot I was at work. And I was just laughing at the video, and then you started talking to me, and I was like, oh, fuck, I. Like,
yeah. It was a bit like that.
And see, even getting to, like, at the end, like, fucking meet everybody, like, do, like, a wee fucking mini meet and greet type of thing where you're getting photos of people and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Like,
it's, like, it's one of them things you go, you never get to do that.
No, you don't. And that's...
You get, like, here, fuck on a photo, but
that's what I think, like, those couple of... And I'm not shitting on Derry or Oma. They were fine. The gigs were fine, but it was just, like... This sounds like I'm gonna be a dick. There doesn't feel like anything special about it. Just seems like a regular comedy night.
Obviously
comedy nights are great. They both are good clubs.
Yeah,
but that other thing was like you get to come up with ideas. You fucking shoot some stuff. You think of like a running order. It's all building up, and then you go do it, and then you're like, that was fucking lethal. And then it's full of people. It feels like you've fucking done something.
Whereas,
and just for me at the minute, like if I do like fucking a wee set somewhere, I'm just like, I don't know if that fucking did anything for me or them or anything. Do you know what I mean?
I think like I know what it feels like to go from like doing like big rooms and then going back into like a club.
Yeah.
Especially clubs here where it's like, it's just above a pub or something, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, did I damn my hole there? Because when there's more people, it's a wee bit easier and shit like that. But then at the same time, you've got that kind of fucking brain where... You're brilliant at videos and pod, and you know, like just doing stand up isn't enough to fucking keep you ticking over.
You know what I think it is? I think whenever I started stand up, I was always just, oh, there's your fucking internet. There's the YouTube guy.
Aye.
Or as my fucking neighbor across the road from my dad's house was like, here, YouTube, got any videos up? And then he got so drunk he fell down his own steps, broke his neck. True story.
May he rest in peace.
No, he's fine.
Or but, may he live longer.
For a bit. What the fuck was I going to say there? Oh, yeah. And then I was like, no, I want to be legit funny. And then you do stand-up or you go like, I don't want to be known as Barry the Blender. So you do like fucking 10 other characters.
Aye.
And then you come full circle where you're like, I'm actually quite happy just doing the Blender ones. Like, I find it the funniest. Aye. And then like, even though I'll probably stop doing that because it can be fucked. But and then it just gets to the point where it's like, why don't they just fucking do... what I people would expect of me, which is, oh, you play some videos, you talk some shit. It's a bit like a podcast. There's a bit of stand-up. Aye. Just kind of do it all in a live show instead of like, oh, I watch all his internet videos and listen to his podcast, and then I'm going to go watch him go do stand-up, which is fucking so detached. It's why like I'd watch like Chris D'Elia's podcast and be like, he is funny as fuck. And then I watch his stand-up and I go, what the fuck's this shit?
Aye.
He's way funnier just when he's being funny.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I'm trying to let that happen, guys. You know what I mean? Got a new song for you, Michael.
Oh, yes.
Wrote this for you.
I like big dick and I cannot lie, but the dick must be the right size. Mm-hmm. I want 20 inch from top to the end.
What?
Dick so big I can feel it in my head. I want a big dick. I want a big stick. I want a big big hitch like a shit brick. However you prefer to call the dick, that's fine. Just know that when I'm done, he will remember me for life.
And when
he comes, he tells me that he loves me. I'm the one. His cum is white like Bob Risky's bum. White like...
Like what? I have
white
to say...
like Bob Risky's bum. White like...
That was not fire lyrics, bro.
I
now, why is the bed covered...
in cucumbers?
In cucumbers, bro.
She must be having a gin party.
Okay, we are going to shoot a video.
What do you need?
I need 20 cucumbers.
I can't even laugh at that because as soon as she said 20 inches, I was like, that'll break you in half, daughter.
Do you know what 20 inches means? There's about fucking 15 of it hanging out.
Without a doubt, yeah. 20 inches, like if he would have to shout, I love you at the end for you to hear him.
Yeah.
Because he'd be at the other end of the room.
Oh, fuck's sake. On his phone, likely.
20 inches, fuck me, what are you, is it a spirit level you're after, Pet?
I know.
Is there a bubble in the middle of it?
It'd be colder. Let it be colder. It'd be out in the fucking atmosphere.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Be like a dipstick.
Aye.
In a car.
Take it out and fucking run a hanky over the end of it.
Blowing his love like a giraffe burping. Take ages.
Do you remember that bit about the giraffe being sick? Just taking fucking like 20 minutes.
Okay, we have £30 for budget.
Right, what's 20?
Donald Trump before he turned orange. White like Rachel Dolezal when she wakes up in the morning.
White like Rachel Dolezal.
Right, so that's 12 inches.
Yeah. And like she better be fucking 8'2".
I know the biggest deck in the world is 13 inches. I googled it because he was on this morning, remember?
Okay.
So the biggest deck in the world is that big.
Yeah.
Right?
So the 20 inches.
The average fanny's 4.5 inches deep. I'm really good at it, right? So like, right, here, right.
How you're gonna get your dick out? Hold on a minute.
How long's an iPhone? Right, so an iPhone's 5 inches.
Yeah.
So 20 inches is a fucking full length ruler, an iPhone, and an inch.
like
fuck me.
Like, you'd have to be standing back the way to hold that thing in the air.
You'd look like a pole vaulter.
Do you remember those wine holders where it was like a piece of wood and you would just put the wine ball in it like that and it would sit? That's you with a boner with a 20 inch dick. I mean, like, it'd be like a fucking horse dick.
That's 12. That's the length of your arm's about 20 inches long.
That's me. That's all that right up your fucking doubt.
That'd need to be 20 inches and no girth. Which isn't good for anybody.
You roll it up like a Cumberland sausage while it's in there.
Like a fruit.
You wrap it around your elbow.
Like a fruit winder.
Like you're putting the fucking lawnmower away. Putting the fly mower away like that. Oh, just you wait. Get up them stairs, love.
One of them hoses.
Yeah, like you're fishing.
Jesus Christ.
I want big dicks.
And throw it in a circle, then look back at it. Trying to see me.
Why do they... I mean, they're all ones. She's got $14 there.
Of course.
He needs me.
No. Nice set of tits.
Like a crack addict, addicted, he is to me. My cookie he wants to eat. He said that is very sweet, so I help him go to sleep. His dick's so long it causes traffic in LA. He can't see the road because it's always in the way. Deep throat, I swallow all of it.
No, you wouldn't.
The secret is to use a lot of spit.
It would come out your arsehole if you did.
It would come out your... yeah.
I want to shit your dick. Your dick is very big. Let me shit.
You'd be the first person to shit something white. That is, if, of course, your boyfriend was white. Oh, that was racist.
It was in my face. Uh-huh. Now it's in my throat. Okay. I lick his cojones. Yeah. Then I swallow.
She's no Nas.
This should be called rap when English is your second language.
Yeah. Yeah.
I lick his cojones and then I swallow his semen. I swallow it. I lick his cojones, which are 40 feet away from his dick. Imagine trying to lick somebody's balls without a 20 inch dick.
You'd be like fucking throwing them your shit.
What's your new boyfriend like? His dick's like a foam roller.
It's like a draft excluder. She's so literal.
That's...
I want to have sex and make it feel nice in my vagina where you put dicks.
I would like a 20-inch dick and also some oral sex if that is okay with you. Eat my cookie. Please eat my cookie with your 20...
It goes back to like the balloon animal reference. You could take it and shove like... You know what I mean? You could take it, fold it, shove that in your blurt. Put a knot in it, have the dick bell head bit out the bottom, put that up your asshole.
I just can't.
A goose.
I don't know why I just go, no, madam, no. No. That's enough. That's enough now.
I want to go to Tesco's, buy something protuberant. Stick it in my sludge pot. Now I'm Russian. Why?
Swalla la la la.
Fappy for the bag.
What the fuck did you just say? Now she is.
What the fuck is happening here?
She is scraping the barrel of lyrics there.
Skalala, meow meow, pss, ding.
The horns,
yeah.
Then I swallow.
Swallow,
la, la.
Oh, right. The fact that she was shit at miming there, did you see that?
Swallow.
Then I swallow. Swallow, la, 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 la. Drop it low to the float. Twist on it and blow. Twist on it, blow, blow. Suck a nipple like a pro. Suck it slow. Stop me, no. Can't say no. Suck it more. Drop it low. Bounce it, bounce it, bounce it. Yeah. Oh, dick for breakfast, mm-hmm. Dick for lunch, dick for dinner. Dick is all I want.
Obviously brunch. Obviously brunch.
Or dick to munch.
Yeah.
Dick for breakfast, dick for lunch, dick for dinner.
And that I is all the some meal.
Snack dick.
Midnight dick.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Fucking idiot.
Fucking.
Dick all I care. Dick I don't share. Dick anywhere. Dick everywhere. If I had a dick, I'd slap you holes all in the face. Hating ass bitch, I know you wanna take my place. Sorry, your last song sucked, what a shame. The video was alright, but your bars was always Vitara. I'm Princess Vitara. I'm slaying all you hoes with my flow, I slaughter. These haters are a mystery to me, but I'll solve them. I drop another hit real quick, no problem.
Also, when they were picking the outfit for the video, were they like, listen, Princess Vitara, can you wear a bikini and a peach business jacket, please?
Yeah. You know, we want to give that air hostess slut vibe.
Yeah. Nothing says Jamaican fucking party times like a file effects. And an up-to-date calendar.
Hey, Princess Vitara, say some very obvious things about sex.
Also, if you can make reach nothing
the point
rhyme,
of orgasm, squirt, squirt. When we have sex, he puts his dick inside my vagina and then white stuff. Men have penis, women have vagina.
I have BlackBerry. Do you see your phone? Shite.
That's because you got a fucking Nigerian flag in the background or something. What was that? What was that?
What's I
the
green, no white,
green Nigeria?
BlackBerry phone just hit Nigeria. Nope. I am a princess.
That's
come.
That, retarded. That was full blown retarded.
This one's called Deep Throat. 25 million hits.
Here. Go on, you girl, you.
That's a fella for sure, but
go on, you boy, you.
Marley on the beat.
That's what we.
Hey, it doesn't matter who's on the beat because it's about sucking cock.
Hunt me, fuck me, daddy better make me show you better. Hunt me,
why are all these people making rap videos in their
my
fucking bedrooms?
Loves the deep throat. It do. Lick, 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 lick. I wanna eat your dick.
She gets it.
There you go, you girl. Come on.
When the fucking rhyme is on a plate, she laps it up. Whereas totally. The other girl's like, my boyfriend has a dick. His name is Toby.
Although, does
and you're like, oh, Rick.
Anytime I hear someone say, eat your dick, I don't think it's sexy. Just think, remember that German guy that cut his dick off and got to get it fried up?
Pass it to Moscow.
Imagine chewing your own cock.
But I can't fuck up my nails, so I'ma pick it up with chopsticks. Mouth wide open, mouth wide open, mouth wide open like I was at the dentist.
Let's see if she got something to rhyme with dentist now. That's really impressive.
If I could describe, she's got like a balaclava on her body, so her tits are coming out with the eyes, maybe.
Aye.
And then she's got two bits of tape over the nips.
Jesus.
Wide open, mouth wide open. Put it so deep, I can't speak a sentence. Mouth wide open, mouth wide open. Mouth wide open like I was at the dentist. Mouth wide
well done,
open,
she did right.
Mouth wide open. Put it so deep, I can't speak a sentence. My fingers in it gentle.
Yeah.
Explore this nigga mental. I'ma write my name on his dick. Don't need a pen or a pencil.
No, I don't.
Cause I've got chlamydia.
Pencil.
All I need is my body. My pussy pink just like salami.
Ooh.
Don't need no drink to get naughty.
No.
Cause bitch, I'm not Bill Cosby.
No.
My pussy mean and it's clean. I'm not a squirter, I cream.
Sure.
Keep it smelling like baby wipes. I never smell like sardines.
How far down the list? How far down the list is wiping a baby in the uses of baby wipes? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Number one is cum for sure.
Oh yeah.
Number two is you keeping your trainers clean. Number three is like you spilled something in your fucking jumper. You
maybe four is a festival wash.
Yeah. Five is like your dashboard's dusty. And then fucking like that way down the list is like a baby shit itself.
A baby shit itself is right below. I've got a cold and there's nothing else handy.
Yeah.
In fact, the next stage is to blow your nose on a baby.
Oh, fuck me.
It never smelled like sardine.
Keep a smell real clean.
Christ.
This will never fucking end. Ballerina that dick when I spin. I fuck this nigga so good. I ain't swallow one kid. I think I swallow twins. Hunt me. Fuck me.
What sort of shithole is this room as well?
Daddy better make me show
you better.
Hunt me. My tunnel loves a deep throat.
What are you doing, Pet?
Lick, 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 lick.
I went all Jordy there, kid.
What are you doing, Pet? What you doing, Pet? I mean, hopefully this green screen works and I can just play this video in the background. Like, but Jesus Christ.
You'll understand why I'm like that.
And you know what's so funny? Most people would buck her. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, don't get me wrong. If she's walking up with a dog pulling a banana and she's like, well, do you want a party? I'll be like, well, I'll certainly go back and see what's going to happen.
I don't know. Is it baby wipes or sardines? I have to ask.
Yeah. Do you squirt or cream, madam?
Can you write names on cocks? I mean, you could. Is that like when they write your name on rice on holiday?
Yeah, my name's only Mickey, so it's not good.
I'll give you a middle name as well.
Just do the initials, Grant.
Never smell like sardines. She's got a whole pile of shit. There's one called Doggy Style. I think we might leave that till next week.
Like, yeah. Play the rest of this.
Show dick, but I can't fuck up my nails. So I'ma pick it up with chopsticks. Mouth wide open, mouth wide open, mouth wide open.
Oh, fuck, like she's like an old man eating the banana.
Mouth wide open, mouth wide open. Put it so deep, I can't speak a sentence. Mouth wide open, mouth wide open. Mouth wide open like I was at the dentist. Mouth wide open, mouth wide open. Put it so deep I can't speak a sentence. Just gonna put it down my butt. Let's shoot a movie, no cuts. Ride the dick, get my nipples licked. That's breastfeeding while we fuck. Finna get the dick wet and firm. You better sweat me out of my perm. Can't wait till it's my turn. I wanna blow bubbles with sperm. Wanna hit it from the back, let me arch my back. Once I arch my back, let me attack this pussy. Don't need a porn star, cause I'm the modern. All my spit on his dick sound like I'm gargling. Make him bust three nuts is the task. My penny stuck in my ass. So I pulled him down and show him the pearl. Made his pubic hairs curl fast.
Fuck this pussy, fuck this pussy, fuck this pussy, come fuck this pussy, fuck this pussy, fuck this pussy, fuck this pussy, come fuck this pussy.
I hope you've enjoyed the last ever General Banter podcast before we both put cyanide under our tongues.
Fucking hell. I feel like I want to phone the Samaritans after that.
I mean, from a directional point of view, a lot of repeated scenes there.
Yeah. There's only so much you can do at a fucking Holiday Inn, like.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a Holiday Inn. That's a fucking, like, drug den, that one.
I'm
pretty sure they had a fucking apron over the window instead of curtains.
It looks a bit like, do you know whenever, like, you're being shown a student house?
Yeah.
And you go, oh, they've tried to make it look like someone lives here.
Imagine if this was a real bed.
Yeah.
Instead of a pile of crisps. She's inventive anyway, you know?
I mean,
her descriptions?
Yeah. Mouth open wide like I'm at the dentist.
Mouth open wide. And she was getting all like with it. I mean, let's
just go on all Japanese porn. She's like, fuck me.
Her name's Cupcake with two K's, which suggests it's Cupcake.
Yeah, or she farts in her hand and throws it at you.
She's never done pulling her tits out though. She's actually just rubbing her blurt there.
What the fuck is going? Oh, here. Is there donut up her pants? Yes. What the fuck? Is that Bo Selector?
Yeah.
Get it foggy now. Every time he hit this pussy up in doggy style. Yelling out. Swallow it, come, make me.
always watch these things, right? And then I'm like, it couldn't be that hard to get her like on a podcast. Do you know what I mean?
But
although she's doing way better numbers than I am. I mean, I just always think of like, I mean, we could do one of these songs a week. This one's called Spoiled Milk Teddies.
Oh,
this one's called Best Dick Sucker. We could do one of these a week for the rest of the time. But I always just think of the production side of things, because that, you know, they don't just do that on a whim. She's went, okay, well, are you free Saturday? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, right, we'll go in, I'll put cream on my nips. The song's called Doggy Style.
But they're obviously all
fucking,
they're obviously all filming in the hotel, because that's a phone on the wall, so that's a hotel.
Yeah. Well, like, that's what people do with porn too.
Nah, you could, like, not with good quality porn. No, maybe?
Good quality porn?
With a good storyline and stuff, like, it's always somebody's house.
They'll rent out like a nice Airbnb and spritz all over it. Know what I'm saying?
Kevin, you're mad this weekend!
And then she's all just writing lyrics. She's like, my pussy's pink like salami. Does it smell good? It smells better than fish. What does it smell like? Baby wipe. Oh, baby wipe sardines. Do you know what I mean? Stick the dick in my butt.
It's very hard to make jokes about it. Because it's so shit, you're going, is that a comedian doing that?
I mean, that was 7 minutes of us just staring at the screen like this. I mean, we were meant to shoot a video for the last live podcast, which we didn't, which I think we keep up our sleeves to the next one.
I think,
we ran out of time, but I think we could easily do it this time.
Yeah, considering I had the song stuck in my head for a couple of days.
Yeah, but this girl's incredible. You know what I mean? She, Blake Bees. I mean, I would love to hear her say her own name, because if it's Cupcake, I will shit all over myself.
Yeah, is that a capital K at the end as well?
Yep.
Thus suggesting that it has a harder sound than a lowercase K.
Let's see what questions we've got here. Huh? What the fuck? Some guy's just telling me what the fuck he ate. Lamb curry and garlic naan for eats tonight. What you scranning? What sort of question is that? I don't know what the fuck I'm eating. I'm supposed to be going to the gym, but I've broke my foot.
Aye. I probably have some sort of cheese-based dish.
When you come back to gig in Leicester, when we in Leicester? Asks Paddy Mac.
Is that me you're talking to?
Well, I've never gigged in Leicester.
I was actually supposed to be in Leicester. I had been talking about... Remember the girl came to the Larry's, asked us about doing a gig in Leicester?
I can't remember.
It just didn't happen. It was kind of my fault.
You bastard. We'll answer the man.
Not for a while anyway.
Yeah, nothing planned. I might do... Do you want to do like a double header in Dublin? Just go to fucking Whelan's or something?
I'd be all over that.
Because I keep getting asked a lot. I can't be arsed infiltrating the fucking system down there. To try and do a gig. You could probably get... You do the lounge and stuff like, but I might just book somewhere and fucking do it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Don't I?
Yeah.
Is that you're under pressure, yes? Or
no, definitely. Like,
yeah. I would look into it, because like...
I have a lot of free time in July, so...
A lot of shit going on. I feel like I blew snot out of my nose there, did I? Snot out of my nose! No! For these hoes! Favourite drunk memory of each other? I don't know, I mean... I never think about it. Like, I mean, it's just it's.
What your birthday? Was it 26th or something when we first sort of got to know each other? And we had to get the float out because one of us was skint.
And then me and Mickey used to have a float, which was just like, an amount of money that we were just like, if one of us was skint, we would just give the other one the money, and then it would be like, well, you just know that next time you do a gig, I'll be skint and that'll you come back. But that's called...
Friendship?
No, and I was going to say, like, codependent alcoholism.
Also that.
Because you'd be going like, well, I want to drink, but I'm not going to do it by myself. Like, fucking retard, like, so, you know, obviously I'll pay for your drink too. And by drink, I mean warm Carlsberg out of the Hatfield, but, you know. What can you do about it? You doing a gig? What? Give Mickey a watch at this. What is it? Copy. Why can't I click fucking links, you bastard?
Damn it.
was that a drunk memory? I don't know. It's weird because I don't know if we do that much crazy shit just because we like.
Yeah, it's never really like.
Handjob cabin. That's one for you. Have you seen that?
No.
It's a fake trailer for a scary movie called Handjob Cabin where this ghost comes up and just fucking pulls you off. It's very funny. I'll show you it after. It's not really.
Aye.
It's not going to be that much fun. That's just sitting here watching it.
Who are you going to call? Not Busters.
Wait a minute. Stayed up listening to the podcast one night and ended up sleeping in for my last exam. Completely fucked it, but sure, who gives a fuck? Go ahead, Zach! Huh? Fuck the world.
What exam was it, Zach? Key stage 3?
My bastard.
You fucking rebel, you.
Let me tell you something. Just try, you know what I mean? Give it some effort. Try your hardest.
Yeah.
But if you've really taken interest in something, you're going to work hard on it anyway.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? You're going to want
If you don't care enough that you're already up late.
You know, like...
You don't care.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You're listening to me. Fucking...
Anytime after 9:30, 10:00, you're not remembering anything anymore. So just fucking chill.
Yeah.
If you don't know it by then, you don't know it.
You would know... I mean, it's a memory test. It's not a fucking test of, like, knowledge.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing. Like, if you took an interest in something and you're like, oh, I'm doing moving... like, moving image arts or something like that. You're going to take an interest in film and stuff generally, and your knowledge of that builds up. That's the actual valuable knowledge. Not like, oh, remember all these fucking things on a periodic table or something.
Exactly.
If you're into that, you'll know that shit. Like, but who gives a fuck anyway?
If you're no, you're no.
Oh, you big stoner. How do you feel about gaming addiction becoming treatable on the NHS?
That's not real, is it?
It must be. Says Zach Smith.
That couldn't be fucking real. Well, you know what? It fucking could be.
It could be. I mean, there is legit addiction to stuff. Like, your phone is crazy.
Aye.
I don't know. I'm going to really have to fucking set some parameters on my phone.
I have a couple of mates who just have taken social media off it altogether. No, in fairness, they don't need it for work the way we do, but...
Yeah, it really fucking... It really gets to you, like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Should I tell you, when I got that new iPhone, and whatever the fuck happened between me trying to transfer stuff from my old one to my new one, it fucked up and I was blocked out of my like Apple ID for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And just set up another one because it was like, I couldn't wait a day.
Yeah, because you would miss your shit. Like, it's fucking, it's so stupid.
And saying that now it's all set up, I'll fucking not reply to emails for 3 days.
I used to, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm but the idea that like, whoa, fuck.
You're that used to just getting the notification that you're like, well, I've seen it.
Aye.
You don't fucking do anything. Like.
Yeah.
It's fucking, it's a nightmare. I'm gonna have to turn off like, my Instagram, because compared to other things, I don't have that many followers on Instagram, but it's hitting an amount now where it's not, you know, you take your phone out of your pocket, you have fucking 10 notifications, you get to check them. If I don't look at it for a minute now, it's just like, it's too much shit, and you're like, I must look at all these in case it's someone, like, I don't know what you're waiting to see, like, but you're just like, fucking hell. I need to turn that off, like, because that's fucking insane, like, but, oh, that's wild, sir. It's fucking wild. One more question, then we'll get the fuck out of here before this GoPro dies. I cooked a barbecue on Saturday. Still haven't recovered. Charcoal barbecue. Choking to death.
That'll do it.
World Cup, who's going to win? I mean, talk about... it used to be like you would know about the World Cup for months in advance, and now it's just like, oh, they're in the semi-finals now. And you're like, what?
Aye.
But then, you know, you follow Lad Bible and you see all the hot chicks getting posted.
I haven't fucking...
The ones that sit in the crowd and just like, I wonder, is anyone going to look over at me? Some wee Chilean hottie.
Aye. I might watch it then tonight and see what's... I haven't... I've actually watched a good few of the matches because I was over with the other comedians the weekend and they were all mad about football, but I've only recently in my 30s started having the balls to go, I don't watch it, mate. Sorry. I used to try and like blend into football chat.
Oh, nah, yeah, of course. I absolutely...
Van Nistelrooy. Say so.
Please. Van Nistelrooy. No, I absolutely don't give a shit. Like, I'd just be like, boring. Do you play games? Boring.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong. I'm right.
Computer game chat, and I'll get into that all day, because I do enjoy an old Peter game myself now.
I can't get into it. That's what all those wee kids asked me last week. Do you play Fortnite? And I was like, no.
That's one of those situations where I'm glad I haven't got into that, because I'm bad enough playing computer games on my own that aren't on the internet.
I just don't... I get things that are like, a game, you know, like, oh, it's a race, oh, you've won, it's over, but see all that fucking like, oh, you gotta get in and build a fucking city and get the trust of the locals and then take over the thing and shit in a nappy because you don't want to get off from the seat.
Yeah.
Nah.
I will say, and I'm very much looking forward to the new Red Dead Redemption coming out, because you get to be a cowboy, and who doesn't want to do that? I'm excited for you.
Oh, thank you very much. Let's get the fuck out of here, Mike.
Smashing.
Go to Lavery's tomorrow night. Go see Mickey next
Thursday, 5th of July,
Thursday,
Black Box.
5th of July, Black Box. Come in. I'm going to do some new merch as well, so look out for that next week, and hopefully we'll have the Patreon
account.
I mean, I legit want to do the Patreon thing so that if there was some sort of income, I would like podcast full time nearly.
Aye.
And I would put it all back in. Like, I would do more podcasts. I would do various clips.
More vlogs, shit like that.
I would get some sort of fucking little man slave to process all this stuff.
Well, you can teach me how to do it and I'll do it for you.
Here's the Bonnevilles.
Fucking some bags.
I mean, this is an older song, so what I'll actually do is I'll put on one from the new album, because I'm a sound bastard, okay?
And buy that on iTunes.
Buy on iTunes. Get one of their t-shirts. I forgot to nab on their t-shirts the other day. Send me one with immediate effect. This is called Long Runs the Fox.
Fuck, they're good, like.
Sexy.
That is.
Too sexy, man.
Oh, it's very good.
Beautiful hair between them.
I know.
So good. See you next week.
Bye.